The Pauli Friedman Art Gallery at Misericordia University in Dallas, just outside Wilkes-Barre, the Ver Virtue Art Studio, the Misericordia Student Occupational Therapy Association, and the university's Department of Occupational Therapy are hosting a program titled Whimsy and Wonder, an evening of art, film, and music to benefit the Ver Virtue Art Studio this Friday, April 6th. The event will begin with the screening of the film I'm an Artist, and that's in Le Mans Theater at 6. I'm an Artist is a film about students with learning disabilities at special needs schools who achieve confidence, positive reinforcement, and hope through their school's art programs. Following the film, there'll be the opening reception for Whimsy and Wonder, an exhibition on display April 6th through June 2nd in the Friedman Art Gallery. The exhibition features works by the students of Ver Virtue Art Studio. That's located at 24 Main Street in Dallas. Ver Virtue is a community art center of the Deutsch Institute and provides recreational and leisurely activities to people with special needs. And Gwen Harleman is director of the Ver Virtue program. She stopped in at the WVIA studios to invite us to attend Whimsy and Wonder and to tell us something about Ver Virtue.
It's coming on its 13th year, if you can even comprehend that. And it's so exciting to me to still have the enthusiasm that really was the thing that sparked Ver Virtue to begin with. And so I'm just thrilled because of the levels that we just keep going through. And Verve means high energy. Virtue means excellence in objects of art. And I think it describes what we do perfectly. Color is our MO, and we're very bright, and it really kind of, I think, puts a smile on people's face. And the show that we're here to discuss today is called A Whimsy and Wonder, and I think we've taken it a little more, if it's possible, outside of our box of Ver Virtue, even though you cannot box us. But we certainly have some really interesting surprises in the show, and it's going to be very exciting because we so appreciate where we've come with the studio, and we've now been serving the community at large, not only our artists who are there every day, but as artists can come in from the community and participate in a class and be taught something. And today we had an artist from California who had come into the studio, and he was very impressed by the concept and what Ver Virtue is about. And it's interesting, we have meditation every morning at 9 a.m., and the community is welcome to come in and join us with that. And I think it's a good way to start the day. And if you're not having such a good morning, I think a Ver Virtue meditation will always put you there for sure.
The fiber arts are very central to what you do, but you do many things.
We are a diverse media, but with the show, there is a big surprise, and it is a fiber piece. We have a teepee that is going to be one of the central pieces of the show, and it's magnificent. And it has the work of each one of our artists, a piece of their work that has been sewn together. So you've heard of quilts. Well, Ver Virtue, of course, has to be different. We do teepees.
And you have worked over the years with Misericordia in a wonderful partnership.
Yes, we're so blessed to have this working relationship. We collaborate on a lot of different levels, but one of the groups that we work very closely with is the OT department, and that's the occupational therapy department. And their students come in, and we provide a clinical area. But it turns out being that I think the studio ends up becoming more of a venue that they look forward to coming to. So it's fun. You're learning through experiences, and they're very organic and interesting. They're not a typical clinical case to take on. So it's really interesting. And for those who might not know, Ver Virtue focuses on helping artists with special needs elaborate and create artwork that is meaningful to them. And it's a group effort. And so with the community coming in, there's always new flavors. And we've been so blessed to have many friends that are supporting the studio by giving us things that are of interest. So one of the things in the show, we had worked with a place called Restore, it focuses on getting items that go back into the community for Habitat for Humanity. And having said that, we are allowed to go there and go through some of the things that they might not feel would be appropriate for homes or safe for homes, we've repurposed. So it's been really wonderful having that relationship. And so some of the things are a little bit different. Some of our canvases, quote, quote, are old doors and windows and really interesting pieces that are very whimsical and different avenues to utilize a canvas. So it's not your typical stretch canvas, even though there are some, nothing is typical in Verver 2. So even a stretch canvas could become something different as well. And we have a woven screen that's woven with silk, an old screen. And so really interesting objects, the Vertu of it all.
You have on the wonderful invitation a symbol of transformation, and that's what you've just described, right?
Exactly. That in and of itself is very interesting because the butterfly is known for transformation, and this piece actually is a repurposed vintage tabletop. So everything, again, this has been transformed from a piece that was used as a table many, many years ago, now is a wall hanging, a piece of art. And the transformation too, we have a very large, I think it's 3 feet by 3 feet butterfly that'll be hanging from the ceiling. So it's really something that is going to be very interesting because going back to Misericordia, they're starting a new initiative with their gallery, and it's more about having artwork that is community and student-based. So I find that very interesting that we're the first to be doing that with the new curriculum at Misericordia. So I'm very excited about that. And they have a new director, Lane Little, and this is her first show. So I think it's really interesting for a time of firsts because I think it's always interesting when people don't understand Verver 2. And then when they come into the studio, Lane was, blown away. And as most people are, and the work of the artist is just incredible. And then the welcoming people get when they come into the studio is incredible as well. You feel warm and you want to sit down and either have a conversation with the artist about what they're doing or join in.
How will the opening unfold?
Well, the evening begins at 6 o'clock, and it begins with a movie screening of a film called I Am an Artist, and that will be in Le Monde Theater. And the movie focuses on artists with special needs who are going through a year of an art program in a classroom, and it culminates with their graduation and an art exhibit. And it's very, very interesting. And it's a little different than what we do, but it certainly shows how art makes a difference in the world and how art can bring happiness and smile. And creativity is the bones of everything. Everything we do in this world is having that creative energy. So very, very interesting, the film. So that's from 6 to 7, and then 7 will adjourn to the gallery. They're connected to one hallway, just is what separates the two. And there will be an opening reception that then with refreshments, and one of our artists, who is an accomplished pianist, will be playing in the lobby. And then we have the wonderful M. Soda, which is Misericordia's occupational therapy group, singing a cappella, and they are totally amazing and very, very extremely, extremely talented young women. So that's going to be very fascinating. It's going to be like a night of music, film, and fun.
And then we can get to see the exhibition. We can come back and see it through.
The exhibit itself is going to be from April 6th to June 2nd. So we're really blessed to have it for almost 2 months, and so it's really a good thing. So if people don't get the opportunity to come to the opening, the gallery has accommodating hours Tuesday through Sunday. So it's very well worthwhile coming out to Dallas. And maybe if you are doing that and it's during the week, you could stop at the studio and visit with us and see us in action.
Now, we can see some of the studio's work online on Facebook?
On Facebook, yes, and on our blog spot. And again, you can always stop in the studio. And of course, we're going to be at Fiesta this year. And we have Scranton Made, which is their Arts on the Square, coming up in August this year. And thank you for your kindness, Erica, and for WVIA, because your auction is coming up. And we have a piece that's going to be in the auction as well. So anyone who would like to actually support WVIA can do so by looking for Verver 2 if they're interested in a piece too.
And that's, again, part of your giving back to the community, always in that way.
It's real important. I think without community, we haven't anything. So community rocks.
and Gwen Harlman rocks. Gwen Harlman is the director of the Vera Virtue program, and she stopped in at the WVIA studios to tell us about the Whimsy and Wonder exhibition on display April 6th through June 2nd at the Pauli Friedman Art Gallery at Misericordia University in Dallas, Pennsylvania, just outside Wilkes-Barre. The Friedman Gallery, the Vera Virtue Art Studio, the Misericordia Student Occupational Therapy Association, and the University's Department of Occupational Therapy are hosting Whimsy and Wonder, an evening of art, film, and music to benefit the Vera Virtue Art Studio on Friday, April 6th. Getting underway with a screening of the film I'm an Artist at 6 p.m. in Le Mans Theater in Walsh Hall, and that will be followed by the opening reception. And the public is invited to attend at no charge. For more information, on the web, misericordia.edu, misericordia.edu. Vera Virtue is an art studio located at 24 Main Street in downtown Dallas, right outside Wilkes-Barre. And for more information, you may find them on Facebook, see some of the remarkable work of their artists, and then learn more about this exhibition and the opening reception. Misericordia.edu, misericordia.edu.